More than 360 return travellers have been moved out of a Sydney hotel overnight after it was deemed unfit for quarantine. The Travel Lodge in central Sydney failed a police audit and the guests had to be urgently relocated to other quarantine hotels. The state has been wrestling with problems in hotel quarantine as it tries to keep a lid on coronavirus clusters. In Victoria, there are calls for better protection for health workers. It follows an investigation that has found as many as 80% of health workers infected in the state's second wave caught the virus at work. More than half of the infections happened in aged care. Scientists from the University of Queensland say the first results of their COVID-19 vaccine trials are promising. Researchers say the preclinical trials using hamsters reveal the vaccine triggered the immune system to protect against the disease. The vaccine is also in phase one of human trials. The scientists say there have been no safety concerns with the 120 participants who've been dosed so far. A state of emergency has been declared as authorities in the US state of Wisconsin prepare for a third night of unrest after police shot a black man, Jacob Blake, on Sunday. Arsonists have torched much of the city's business district, with some 300 rioters looting shops and setting fire to buildings and cars. National Guard troops and police in riot gear have clashed with demonstrators who defy the curfew. Jacob Blake remains in intensive care following surgery.